From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. It is day two of jury deliberations, and it's really hard to see where all of this is going right now, but we're going to do our very best to bring you the latest intel and the latest in body language as we wait for the jury to figure out what's going on. So, look, the reality of it is this. The jury is incredibly confused right now. And the reason why is no one bothered through the course of this trial, no one bothered to explain exactly what crime President Trump is alleged to have committed. And that's the problem here. Also, the jury instructions, some 50 pages, and the judge, Juan Merchan, is not allowing the jury to actually have a physical copy of the instructions in the jury room. So that's leading them back and forth already today. They have been back with even more questions for the judge. Now, based on body language, yesterday was a good day in the eyes of Trump and his legal defense team. They were smiling. They seemed to be a little laid back as the jury kept coming back for questions. Regardless, President Trump is still pretty upset about this, and rightfully so. And we will probably hear again from the president. By the way, yesterday, last night, the president came out and made remarks we carried live during my Newsmax TV show. So we will do that again tonight on the program. We have two very important guests coming up today on this program. Governor Mike Huckabee is going to be here in just under a half an hour. In the final hour of the show, Laura Trump, who is co-chair of the RNC, is going to be here, and we'll be talking to her. One question I want to have answered, and we need to address here, where are all of the Republican leaders right now? Why are they not parked right outside the courthouse in Lower Manhattan? This is the time that we need those Republican leaders to be boots on the ground in New York City, showing support. We need to show a unified support, unified message to the rest of the country right now. And I'm not seeing that. But where are they? Everybody seems to have gone into hiding. And this is when we need to see people like Mike Johnson and the minority leader, Turtle. We need all of those guys out there, Mitch McConnell. We need all of those guys out there in front of the courthouse. Now, some people might say, well, it's beneath the dignity. Forget about that. Forget about dignity. Get your butt down there to Lower Manhattan, because this is not an attack on Donald Trump as much as it is an attack on the American people and the America First movement. And if we do not nip this in the bud, they're going to be coming after all of us before it's all said and done. So we need to have a unified message, and that message needs to be right outside of that courthouse every single day that the jury is deliberating. So the longer this goes on, and again, this is a lot of conjecture here because you never know where the jury is going to go. But if in fact we are, if it's working out the way some legal experts and scholars believe, this could be leading to a hung jury. Because, again, nobody knows what the heck they don't know what the crime is. Nobody bothered to explain to the jury what the crime was. And you have to go back to closing arguments when it took the prosecution over 4 hours to try and explain their case to the jury. And unless you are an expert in the law and an expert in election law, especially, you're lost. So some people are saying this is a good sign and we could be heading towards a hung jury. I hope and pray that is the case. But ladies and gentlemen, I am telling you right now that what's happening here in Lower Manhattan is a travesty, and that should compel you to do whatever you can within your power to get people out and vote Republican in the presidential election in November. We have to send a message to the Democrats that this will not be tolerated in this country. So, look, we're going to be playing a lot of audio today. I want to get your take as well. Are you feeling a little good? Are you feeling nervous, a little anxious? By the way, NBC, CNN, everybody is sort of in the same camp here that the prosecution did not make its case. Now, here's NBC News legal correspondent Laura Jarrett earlier today, cut number two.
I got it. These are the instructions that the jury has to follow in Donald Trump's hush money trial before they can reach a verdict. 53 pages. This is complicated. This is lengthy stuff. It took the judge over an hour to read it. But guess what? The jury doesn't get this in the room during deliberations. They have to write questions. They can write notes. But they don't get these instructions. In New York, both parties have to agree and the judge has to agree. And in this case, it didn't happen. They don't have this in the room right now.
So that's the problem. So there are going to be a lot of questions. There is, we're talking about thousands of pages of court documents to go through, and it's all very confusing. So again, the working theory now is that this is all about confusion. The prosecution did not make the case, and we could be going towards a hung jury. There is at least one lawyer on the jury, and that I think that individual may be key to Trump getting off here. By the way, here's President Trump outside the courtroom, cut number 11.
But I just want to say that this is a very sad day for America. The whole world is watching, and it's a very sad day for New York. I've gone through two of these trials already. With the same kind of a judge. It's all worked. It's all rigged. The whole thing, the whole system is rigged. Judge Ed Gordon was overturned 5 times in my case, and he's going to be overturned again. And we were treated very, very badly. And the outside world is watching, and the outside world is just not going to bring their business to New York. And that's going to cost the city trillions and the state trillions and trillions of dollars. Businesses are leaving, and people are fleeing. So
there you go. There's President Trump outside the courtroom. It is nothing more than a sham trial. And again, even if he's found guilty, I don't think it matters one hill of beans to the American people, because everybody sees what's going on here. Everybody. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, here's why I think we are heading towards a hung jury. Because now there is a fresh reporting out from a number of organizations about Slate. So there was this goes all the way back to the final season of The Apprentice. All right. So Bill Pruitt is a producer. He had a non-disclosure agreement, and that has now expired. So he did an interview with Slate magazine, and he attacks Donald Trump. And his allegation, and this is the headline this morning, is that Donald Trump used the N-word during conversations on The Apprentice. And all I can say about this is, show me the tape. I want to see the evidence. And if it's not there, shut up. So either put up or shut up. But the reason they're coming out with this is because they need another round of attacks on this guy. And the Democrats and Hollywood are absolutely terrified that Donald Trump is going to run away with the black vote. So now they're going to haul out all these people. Oh, you know, he said the N-word and there's audio of it. Okay, produce the audio. Don't go to Slate. Don't go to MSDNC. Produce the audio. Let's see it right here. Let's see it right now. If you got the audio, go ahead. Where's the tape? You got video? Great. Put it in the VCR. Do we still have VCRs? No, we may not. All right. Show me the video evidence. Show me the audio evidence that Donald Trump said what you're alleging he said. I'm sick and tired of these people. They do this all the time, the Democrats, right? They'll make these outlandish accusations. Well, we have proof. All right. Where is the proof? Just once, I would like to see one of these press conferences where they say, ladies and gentlemen, so-and-so did this, and here is the proof. But the problem is, you've got this guy, Bill Pruitt. He got nominated for an Emmy. He didn't win an Emmy because he's not any good at his job. He's some hack, some Hollywood hack. Pruitt details one discussion about who should win the season, talking about winning The Apprentice. One was a white guy, the other was a black guy. And Pruitt alleges that Trump said, would America buy a N-word winning? I do not believe this is true at all. So again, put up or shut up. I'm tired of the accusations. But we have the tape. All right, show me the tape. All right, let's go to North Carolina. Ron is on the line. Hi, Ron. What's on your mind? What concerns you today, Ron?
But please, if we get a hung jury, they'll just turn right around and try him again, and he'll be in court for another 3 months. I think that's what I think they want, a hung jury. I don't think this is ever planned on convicting him. It's just they're going to keep him in court.
So you think this is all about just keeping the guy in court? You think they're going to retry the case?
Sure. Why wouldn't they? What would be stopping?
They may try. Go ahead. Finish your thought, Ron.
I said, what would stop that judge from doing it? Just turn right around and say, all right, pick another jury. We're going to try him again.
That would actually be up to the district attorney here, and the district attorney could very well do that. I mean, Fat Alvin's got nothing. Fat Alvin has a lot to lose, because if he loses this case, they're going to turn on that guy. It's going to get ugly for Fat Alvin.
I think they just want a hung jury so they can keep him in trial, and that's what I think. Because I mean, anybody reasonable knows that they have not proved their case.
All right, Ron, we got you. So let me ask you this: do you think it hurts Trump? If let's just say we get to the end of all this, it's a hung jury. You think voters are going to be turned off by that?
Well, I'm sure some people are that wishy-washy, but I wouldn't be turned off by it. But no, not at all.
Yeah, I don't either. Go ahead.
I'd vote for him if he's in jail. So I mean, you know. What else are you going to vote for? There's nothing else to vote for. You going to vote for Michelle Obama? Or are you going to vote for Biden, the dingbat? You can't. I mean, you know, there's nothing to vote for. So, but I'm afraid they want him in trial, in court.
And that very well may happen, but I don't think it's going to matter one hell of beans. I think that if that happens, Trump will just double down and start campaigning in Brooklyn and Queens and Staten Island, and he very well may win New York State, and I suspect he will win every other state. This is nothing more than open warfare on Donald J. Trump by the nation's judicial system. Ron, gotta run. Good thoughts. But, you know, Ron raised an interesting point. There are going to be some wishy-washy people out there who may not vote for Trump. But let's just say, for the sake of the argument, you got yourself a hung jury. Does that help Trump in the eyes of the American voters? 901-260-5926. We're taking your calls. If you have any concerns, if you're feeling good, give me a call today. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Thanks to the good people at American Hartford Gold, I'm able to bring you this urgent message. Inflation is on the rise again. The dollar is in danger of collapse, and an overheated stock market could crash at any time. The upcoming election is only adding to the chaos. That's why you should contact the good folks at American Hartford Gold to help you safeguard your financial future with physical gold and silver. You can diversify your savings with precious metals delivered right to your door or in a tax-advantaged gold IRA. Protect your retirement from a collapsing dollar and crashing stock prices. Call 855-913-1133 or text Todd to 65532 today for a free gold and silver informational kit. And if you call now, they'll send you up to $15,000 of free silver on qualifying purchases. Gold has hit record highs and keeps climbing. So call 855-913-1133 or text Todd now to 65532 for your free informational kit today. way, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Father's Day is just around the corner, and I would love to be able to sign a copy of my brand new book for your dad or for your grandpa, for your cool conservative uncle. All you have to do is go to toddstearns.com and check out our store. You will see copies of my brand new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? And I just want to urge you to get this book. And ladies, we have a lot of lady listeners out there in the radio world. And ladies, you are fine readers of literature. And we got to get the men of America to read this book. Because men, if you read Twilight's Last Gleaming, you will understand what is at stake here. You will embrace your, dare I say, toxic masculinity. And you will gird your loins by reading Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? So head over to our website, toddstearns.com, click on the store, and you'll be able to get a copy of the book. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Steve in Arkansas, listening to us on KWAM today. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind?
You hit the nail on the head for me a while ago, Todd, when you asked, where is the Republican Party? You know, where are the Republican leaders? I wish somebody would tell me, somebody that thinks voting Republican is going to straighten this country out and clean up some of the corruption and everything we have in our whole federal government, when the Republican Party can't even conjure up the political will or political leverage to shut down a clown show like this trial that's going on right now. How does that give anybody confidence that the Republicans are going to save this country?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair question, Steve, and we've seen the Republicans do this over and over and over again. And, you know, they talk a good game, but when it comes to actually, you know, fighting, when it comes time to actually competing, they're not there. And again, my take on it is this. I would love to see people like Mike Johnson, Mitch McConnell, all of these folks out there living in tents, right? Having a Republican tent city. And you've got those lawmakers out there, and they don't need to have their makeup and hair done up. I mean, it's just as real and raw and as authentic as possible, standing out there in solidarity with Donald Trump. This man, Steve, given the choice, I think these Democrats would want to string up Donald Trump and lynch the poor man right there in Lower Manhattan.
And the Republican Party would stand right there and watch it and not do one thing about it.
It's, you know, I hate to say this, but I think you may be right about that. It's mind-boggling to see what they're doing to this man. This is a political lynching. But in all honesty, given the choice, they would love to see this guy hanging from a noose in a tree in Lower Manhattan. That's how evil these people are.
Mm, yeah, and this is who's going to save our country.
Well,
that's my point.
It's a fair point. We still have to get out and vote. We've got to get these people back into office so that Trump, as president, will have something to hopefully work with. But I'm telling you something, Stephen, thank you for that call. And hear me on this. Donald Trump gets back in that White House and these Republicans pull another Paul Ryan, all hell is going to break loose. And not just on this radio program, but I've just about had it with these do-nothing Republicans. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Laura Trump coming up in the third hour of the show. Governor Mike Huckabee coming up next. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS. All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Great to have you with us. By the way, our telephone number, 901-260-5926, if you want to weigh in on the big issues of the day. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to a good friend of this program, Governor Mike Huckabee. Governor, how's it going?
Well, I'm not sitting in a New York courtroom where it's freezing cold waiting on my future. So I guess for me, it's going pretty well, but let's wait and see what happens to the former and future president, because I really think Democrats have stepped in a big, warm pile of it, trying to go after him this way.
Yeah, I'm very interested and curious the questions that the jury's been asking, and it just seems like they are just as confused as everybody else is about what specific crime they're supposed to be deciding here.
Well, the old expression is, they're as confused as a termite in a yo-yo. And I really think that pretty well sums up where they are, because this whole trial has been a farce. The judge, who is maybe the most corrupt judge I can ever remember sitting on the bench and should be disbarred, has done everything he can to try to ensure the conviction of Donald Trump, not the least of which by denying him the ability to get his own witnesses, objecting and sustaining the objections of everything the defense put, and are overruling the objections, rather, and sustaining all the objections of the prosecution. He didn't just put his thumb on the justice scales. He got up and sat down on it with his big rear end. This has just been incredible. But it does appear that the jury is not only confused, but does anybody really know what the crime is? And the prosecutors didn't bring it out until the closing arguments, which meant that the defense didn't even have an opportunity to rebut it. And I love what some of these legal experts like Jonathan Turley and Alan Dershowitz and others are saying, is that this is the most outrageous injustice they've ever witnessed. And they've witnessed a lot of court cases.
No, they have. And again, we're praying for a miracle here, and that would be the miracle, I think, to have a hung jury at the very least. But there is still a very real concern here that President Trump could be found guilty. Governor, do you think that's going to hurt him or help him in this election cycle?
You know, just 10 minutes ago, there was a poll that just released this morning, and it showed that 67% of the people say it will have no impact whatsoever on their vote. 15% said they would be more likely to vote for him, 17% less. If you put all that together, let's just add the 15 and the 67, you're looking at 82% of the people for whom this makes no difference. And I'm having to assume that the 17 said that they wouldn't vote for him are people that weren't going to vote for him anyway. I mean, it's apparent that what the Democrats believed was that they could tie Donald Trump up in a courtroom. It would keep him off the campaign trail. That would hurt him. And then if he got convicted, it would destroy him. I think they've been horribly wrong on both counts, because every time he goes out of that courtroom and he goes to a rally and he has 100,000 people on the Jersey Shore or 20,000 people in the South Bronx, and Joe can't even get a van full of people to come out and see him while he's walking through an ice cream place, it just shows that Donald Trump is not being hurt by the tactics of the Democrats to use the power of the federal government to go after Joe Biden's political opponent. And I think increasingly people are sick of this. They realize what's happening. They're being played for chumps, and the Democrats, I think, are going to end up ruining the day when they use this as a strategy to try to win an election that they couldn't win on the issues and they couldn't win because they had a superior candidate. They have an addled old man who has to be helped off the stage, can't read his teleprompter, bumbles through every speech, and now it's really coming home to roost.
Governor Mike Huckabee is on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. And Governor, it amazes me to see President Trump's stamina through all of this. And I can't even imagine, you know, the psychological impact that, you know, this is having on him. But he's able to get up every single day, sit there in that courthouse, and it's not right. We all see what's going on here.
Well, he does have the stamina, and it's one of the reasons that I've told people that I support him wholeheartedly, because I don't know of any other person who could put up with what he's put up with, the relentless attacks on everything he has ever done in his life. You know, it's lost on a lot of people that Donald Trump was the toast of the town in New York until he came down that escalator and ran for president, and now he's been a pariah to the people of New York, and you've got idiots like Bob De Niro coming out and saying if Trump gets reelected, it's basically the end of the world. I'm thinking, are you Robert De Niro or Orson Welles and talking about the War of the Worlds? What in heaven are you talking about here? And, you know, the thing that, well, if he gets in office, he won't leave. I'm thinking he was in office and he did leave. So that's nonsense. But they got nothing else. They've got nothing.
Governor, moving along to some exciting news for you, your weekend show on TBN has just been off the charts, and starting next week, you're going to get a little busier. You're launching a weekday show on TBN.
You know, I needed something else to do, Todd. the good news is my weekend show, the contract has just been extended for that, but starting Monday, I'll be on TBN every evening, 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central, and I'll be doing a half hour of news and commentary and conversations with interesting guests. It'll be very different than the weekend show. It's not, you know, a live audience and with all the bells and whistles that we do on the weekend, but it's going to be a very, I think, common sense approach to the issues of the day, and I like to say we'll have just enough sarcasm to keep it with a smile on your face. So, starting this coming Monday, every weekday, Monday through Friday, I hope folks will tune in or DVR Huckabee Today, the name of the show, starting this coming Monday, June the 3rd.
Oh, this is going to be fantastic. Again, 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central on TBN. That's the Trinity Broadcasting Network. And folks, you're going to love it. It's going to be a great, great show. Governor, another big thing happened. What is it? Last week, you and Mrs. Huckabee celebrating a big anniversary.
50 years.
Wow.
And I know people out there listening are saying, my gosh, they don't look that old. Well, but we married when we were 12. And in Arkansas, that's considered being late bloomers, but we did. Actually, we were a little older than that. But we are very thrilled. You know, it's a milestone that we're very proud of and grateful to God for. And let me just mention that our children did something for us that I was blown away by. They staged a surprise anniversary event for us, did it at the governor's mansion. Sarah hosted it with my other two sons, and they brought in people that had been in our wedding 50 years ago, people we'd gone to college with, worked with through the years. And we had no idea. We thought we were going to a birthday party for our granddaughter. And so we get there, and they open up the doors, and suddenly we realize this isn't her birthday party. Our kids have staged something that was an incredible surprise to us, but the most meaningful thing I think I've been a part of, and that is to really celebrate what 50 years of marriage can mean. And, you know, I just think, sometimes it's easy to think about how hard marriage is. It is. And I tell people, Janet and I never considered divorce. We made that commitment early in our marriage that we would never look at our problems in the marriage and say, well, divorce is an option. We did, however, consider homicide a few times. So I just want to be honest about that.
Now, Governor Dylan, who is not only the board op of this program, but also a relative, he is getting married this fall. And so any good advice you can share with Dylan?
Well, I'll give him two pieces. I'll give him one, a biblical scripture that will be very meaningful and very applicable. And that is the verse that Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. So that's my biblical advice for him, and I hope he takes that to heart. Every couple should know that. But, you know, in all seriousness, what I always like to try to remind people, and I've lived it and learned it, the value of a marriage is not what happens on the wedding day. Wedding lasts 20 minutes. A wedding is an event. A marriage is a lifetime of patience, forgiveness, understanding, dealing with problems, and working through them. And if a person can do that, if they can live long enough, they'll celebrate the 50th.
There you go. Oh, that's great advice. Well, Governor, we're so happy for you. And please tell Mrs. Huckabee we said hello and congratulations as well.
We will. Thank you, Todd. Have a wonderful weekend. And let's keep our eyes on this courtroom in New York and hope that even a New York jury sees through this nonsense.
Amen to that. And again, folks, catch the governor's brand new show Monday through Friday on TBN starting 6:30 Eastern on Monday, June the 3rd. All right, Governor, thank you. All right, folks, hang tight. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to go right to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
We're experiencing instability at every level. Our government lacks leadership, and Bidenomics has been a disaster. The economy is in a fragile state. Inflation has been a consistent issue. High interest rates have put significant pressure on the real estate market. There have been major bank failures, and many analysts say a stock market correction is likely overdue. We have global conflicts in Europe and the Middle East that have the potential to spread, but gold has soared to record highs even amidst the tensions. There are so many reasons that Americans should consider investments in gold and silver, and Legacy Precious Metals is the gold standard. I love Legacy Precious Metals because of their zero-hassle, education-first approach. They can help you roll your traditional IRA into a gold IRA or ship metals directly to your house. Go to legacypminvestments.com to download their free gold investing guide. I've read it, and there's so much valuable information there. Friends, now is not the time to roll the dice with your hard-earned money. Find out about the growth potential that gold offers you. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today and tell them I sent you.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on the Todd Stern Show. We are waiting to hear from the jury. We'll keep you updated throughout the program. Let's go to the phone lines. Dana in Georgia. Hi, Dana. What's on your mind today?
Hello. I'll tell you what. I am just so upset about this whole thing. This man in the White House is committing crime after crime, and nobody is bringing it up. Nobody's doing anything, and they talk about it, but they don't do anything about it. And he's setting a precedent for bad law. And, you know, you see the people on Fox and on different networks, and they...
Oh, I think Dana, we may have a bad phone connection there. All right, let's get Dana. We'll get Dana worked out there, but sorry about that connection there. Let's go to Mike in Oregon on KYKN. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Todd. Glad to talk with you again. Say, I was listening to that comment that about the Republicans, you know, needing to band together and support Trump. You know, and there's only two obvious reasons as to why they're not doing it. Either they've got corrupt stuff on them and they have them pinned against their wall, or they're paying them off to stay back out of the way. I mean, just like this corrupt judge, you know, I mean, he's obviously all against everything to do with the Republicans and these jurors and everything. I hope that they do the right thing, but it seems like they've just done nothing but pay people to do all the wrong things.
So you think this is really about the Republicans trying to save their own skin instead of doing the right thing?
Absolutely. They obviously have to have something on them, because there's no way they can sit back and not recognize or deny what's right in front of their face without something being held against them to where they're scared to speak up and back Trump in this matter. There's just no other logical reason behind it.
Mike, it's a fair point, and I appreciate you calling in today. Thank you for listening. So yesterday, I said something on the program, and I think one of our listeners out in North Carolina actually brought this up and suggested that Trump just needs to get out of New York City. Get out of there. And I actually thought it was a pretty darn good idea. So anyway, I wrote a little tweet about it and said, you know, the president needs to gas up Trump Force One and get the heck to Florida or Tennessee or another state where he will be protected. And all you know what broke loose, people are, so the tweet went a little viral. I think we've had almost a million people engaging with that tweet. And Mediaite, which is a far leftist organization, they had a field day with this and accused me of being a MAGA guy. Well, I am a MAGA guy. I hope everybody out there is a MAGA person. I hope there are a lot of people out there that want to make America great again. But the point is that Trump is not safe in New York City. Now, last night, Newt Gingrich, Speaker Newt, brought this very issue up after my show on Fox. Let's take a listen.
How minuscule this crowd was in Philly today? It's like nobody wants to show up.
Well, look, you think the average American is stupid? I mean, you look at this doddering guy who clearly is only half the time in charge of what he's doing. You look at his vice president, who may be cognitively fine, but she's just goofy. And you say to yourself, what is it I'm supposed to get excited by? And then you look at Bidenflation, which is every American experiences every day, every time you go to the grocery store. Every American. So I don't care how many ads the Biden team runs. They have trying to convince the rest of us that the things aren't as bad as we know they are because we're feeling in our pocketbooks. If you're a Democrat and you have to go to your base this hard, you are really on the edge of collapse. If you were a comparable deal would be if a Republican had to try to shore up West Virginia. And I think what you're going to see in the next few months is and it really worries me, frankly, that you're going to see a desperation when they come to realize nothing they're doing is going to work, and they're confronted with the likelihood that Trump's not just going to win. He's going to win big. He's going to take in the Senate and the House. And I think all of us ought to keep Donald Trump in our prayers because I think these people are desperate, and I think they're dangerous.
And I do, too. And I think all of us should be keeping President Trump and the First Family in their prayers, because I'm with Speaker Newt here. I think they're going to try to do something to this president. I mean, there's right now, do you see anything else that would stop the Trump train? And again, I say what I said again yesterday, I will say today, that even if the president is convicted and thrown in jail, he wins in a landslide. And that is why my recommendation is get out of New York City, because a lot of people have a history of being suicided in these New York City jails. So, yeah, I'm with Speaker Newt here. I think they're going to try to do something to the president. Now, what about you? Do you have those concerns that the Democrats may try to harm President Trump? They may try to take him out. Marjorie Taylor Greene says that President Biden had the FBI standing by to assassinate Trump, talking, I suppose, about what happened at Mar-a-Lago, where there were orders given to take out anybody who stood in the way of that raid on Mar-a-Lago, the pre-dawn guns-drawn raid on Mar-a-Lago. So people need to start paying attention to this stuff. And if Speaker Newt is out there saying that this is a deep concern, then you need to be concerned about that. And fortunately, we have some great Secret Service agents, and the president has his full complement, which is a good thing. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Just had a very delicious snack in between the 2 hours. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So our friends over at Dinstall's Chocolates, which has been a Memphis institution, and I am going on the record, they have it is the finest chocolatier in America. But anyway, I didn't realize they made candies as well that are non-chocolate. And so someone brought by a big old thing of butterscotch. I love those butterscotch candies. And they have their own recipe. I don't know what's in that stuff, but it tasted delicious. So it kind of put a pep in my step, if you will. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Hour two of the big show. Coming up, Laura Trump is going to be joining us. Also, we're going to be talking to the Thomas More Society. There is a lifeguard in Los Angeles County, and there is a big lawsuit now underway because the lifeguard was forced to do something with the pride flag. And, of course, Gay Pride Month is coming up, and there will be more of these kinds of stories over the next, 3 or 4 weeks. So, anyway, we'll be talking to the Thomas More Society about what exactly happened with this Christian lifeguard who works over there. Is that sort of like Baywatch? That's in that kind of area there. So, anyway, we'll keep you updated. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Are you suffering from toxic masculinity? It's important to know the warning signs. This is from the reporting of the Babylon Bee. More than 40% of men today in America suffer from toxic masculinity, and their loved ones pay the price. It's called toxic masculinity, and it's the latest disease to plague the nation. It can affect every aspect of a toxic man's life. Worst of all, toxic masculinity is contagious. So if you're infected, you need to know right away so you can avoid spreading it to your friends and family. And our friends at the Babylon Bee have offered some warning signs in the event that you are suffering from the disease of toxic masculinity. First of all, if you have even the faintest whisper of facial hair, you could have toxic masculinity. If you have a mustache, you need to go immediately to the doctor. You find a goatee on your face. Now, if you have a full-grown beard, well, it's probably too late. If you believe that men and women are at least a little bit different, that is also a sign of toxic masculinity. Men who suddenly look around and find that they're tossing a professional wrestler off a steel cage to plummet right through the announcer's table are at high risk of developing toxic masculinity. You know, I think Ben Dieter is a big pro wrestling fan. Ben Dieter, one of our regular fill-in anchors here. If a man in your life is suffering from this symptom, encourage him to stop wrestling in the WWE immediately. You know, Dylan, could you imagine Ben Dieter as a professional wrestler?
He would be a high flyer.
I think so. That's true. He would just leap off the top rope right into the squared circle, bounce right off the opponent.
Very much, yes.
Do you eat meat? If so, a disease like toxic masculinity can quickly change your diet. If you find yourself leaving your vegan avocado quinoa toast smoothies untouched in favor of wolfing down some bacon-wrapped bacon, you might have toxic masculinity. Wait a second. Dieter is on one of these carnivore diets where all he eats is meat. I mean, this could be a raging sign. Yelling stuff about freedom and charging into battle wearing blue face paint is another symptom. Also, being a man who doesn't hate himself. Now, this is the most telling sign, according to the Babylon Bee. If you're a biological male and you don't hate yourself, toxic masculinity is already coursing through your veins. If there's going to be any hope of recovery, you need to begin hating yourself today. So if you or your man are showing one or more of these symptoms, contact your medical professionals today. Get help before it's too late. I just received an urgent message from Ben Dieter saying, this is me. Well, you know, Memphis is sort of like the headquarters of professional wrestling. We could get Dieter a gig.
Jerry the King Lawler.
That's it.
Toxic masculinity.
Ben says, I'm wiry. Paul Shanklin says, it must be spreading. I think Italian grandmothers have toxic masculinity. Hello. That's really inappropriate.
I think my old lady school bus driver had toxic masculinity.
Now, my school bus driver back in junior high school was a guy named Sarge, and he was a really brusque character. He smoked a cigar. He always smoked a cigar on the school bus. So whenever we got home, we smelled like, you know, Havana, Cuba. I miss old Sarge. I think he died from lung cancer. It's terrible.
Oh boy.
It's all those cigars. But the good news is, you know how smelly those school buses can be. Nobody could smell anything except the cigar.
That's why the window's always open.
Well, there you go. Got a good breeze. That's all I can say.
My lady had a beard, Todd.
Wait, your school bus driver had a beard?
Yes, she was about 60, maybe, years old. I felt very insecure as a 17-year-old that couldn't grow facial hair.
And yet she had a mustache.
She had a mustache, she had a beard, long sideburns.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
Was toxic she like masculinity.
I met, you know, one year Fox sent me down to Memphis to cover Elvis Week, and I met a woman who was from South Korea. She looked like a weeble. She was really short and squat, and she was from South Korea. And she actually was an Elvis impersonator in South Korea, and she actually had grown her own sideburns. I thought they were attached to the sunglasses.
She didn't need the fake ones.
Yeah, they were real deal. This
That's
woman,
some commitment.
Mm-hmm, it is. So there you go. And by the way, if you know of anyone suffering from toxic masculinity, please let us know, ladies and gentlemen, and we will help you and help them get the help they need. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. What in the world is that all about? I want to go back to some audio here. This is a black gentleman outside of the Trump trial. By the way, it's funny. You've got a lot of regular Joes out there standing in support of the president. You don't have any major elected Republican leaders out there at this moment. Anyway, here's what this guy had to say.
I love Trump, and I love what he did for me and my people, black people. He really helped us out. And what they're doing right now, this is, like, really ridiculous. These court cases and everything that they're doing towards him is, like, trying to get him to be – they trying to just – stop him from the momentum from winning the election, but it ain't happening, man. We with Trump, black people, we really with Trump, though, like, and that's what it is.
Well, it is ridiculous. I mean, thank you very much, sir. It is absolutely ridiculous. And I'm glad that somebody, at least somebody, is speaking out. So there you go. All right, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Either way, so black women are now in a tizzy. Not all, but a good many. And they say that dieting is racist. I had no earthly idea. I just thought it was unpleasant, but I didn't realize that dieting was, in fact, racist. Cut 14.
So I wanted to respond to this one specifically, and I responded to it in the last video I posted as well, but I just really want to point out that I'm not at all saying that black people are inherently fat, nor that being fat is bad. What I'm saying that is, from a historical context, being fat was viewed as being unable to control yourself, being attributed to savagery, which is what was attributed to blackness. Therefore, in an effort to continue to separate themselves from fatness, and this being white people in, you know, slavery times, one of the things they did was say that fatness was like being a black person. And this is like in the most layman's terms possible. And that is why diet culture within itself is racist. Because the whole point is rooted in this idea that being skinny is closer to being white and therefore better. That means that the whole point of it is to be away from blackness and to make blackness seem like it's a lower tier thing to be. I hope that made sense. Have a great day.
No, it didn't make any sense. Well, then what's wrong with you? So the argument here is that unless you're a fat black woman, then you could be guilty of racism. So I did a little bit of research on this, and I had no idea. There's this huge subculture out there, and the argument is that dieting is rooted in white supremacy and racism. I thought it was just rooted in looking good in a bikini on the beach during, I don't know, the summer months. According to Marissa Crane, who has a BS in BS, she writes this: toxic diet culture is a pervasive and insidious influence on our lives. I would agree with this. As a lover of fried chicken and beef, I would agree with this. Many people may recognize this connection to fat phobia and its harmful consequences on body image, mental health, and eating patterns. But they may be less aware of its racist and white supremacist history and how diet culture continues to uphold white supremacy and perpetuate systemic racism to this day. Now, I think that's absurd. I mean, the argument here is that if you are a skinny black person, then you somehow have not reached your full potential, so you need to go back and eat more KFC. Maybe, just maybe, the skinny black person wants to be skinny because they're healthy and physically fit and they want to look good, and, you know, they don't want to have to go down to Walmart and get a bed sheet and use that as some sort of a ball gown. I'm just saying. But this idea that, by the way, how's Lizzo doing? Have we heard from Lizzo? I don't know why Lizzo just popped into my mind, but it is what it is. So anyway, now apparently they're telling you that dieting is racist. And I don't get that, because it does seem to me that one of the problems by the way, both the white and the black communities, is that far too many people are overweight, and they're putting their own health in jeopardy. Now, some of you may be looking at yours truly, a body that was sculpted by years of eating delicious smoked pork butt. And you may be saying, Todd, what about you? Are you healthy? Well, ironically, I am. As a matter of fact, I know it shocks my doctor every time I go in, but my arteries are clear as a bell. And I have long contended that gravy is, in fact, a lubricant. So, but that doesn't mean I shouldn't shed a few pounds. And it's a fair point. But that doesn't mean that my doctor is fat phobic. It just means he wants to see me live a little bit longer so he can squeeze more money out of me every time I go to the doctor. He doesn't want to have to go find new patients because the old patients are dying off. So I get that. So I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, do you find this to be the case, that dieting is somehow a symbol of white supremacy and systemic racism? Now, I want to ask a question here, and I'm just going to throw this out there, and we'll see where it lands. But Sports Illustrated shut down. And I contend the reason why they shut down is because of what they did to the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. When they allowed all of these large marges to go out there and to wear these bikinis, and they were incredibly overweight. Some people would say morbidly overweight. And they were trying to take the pictures, but it was making the poor viewers seasick because of all the all the fat rolls. Just, you know, every time they moved, it was just like a big old bowl of Jell-O. And it turns out that a lot of people did not find that to be attractive, so much so they went out of business. Now, I'm not saying that Sports Illustrated went out of business because they put bikinis on a bunch of, I don't know, land mammals, but they went out of business. I'm just saying. But is there anything, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being fat, just don't squeeze yourself into a bikini or skinny jeans. You're going to look like a cannoli. Stuff coming out on both ends. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. It kind of looks like a big whale, like a beached whale. We'll be right back.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Look, here's the deal. If you want to lose weight, just put down the ho-hos, right? Instead of saying eating 2 dozen Krispy Kremes, just do one or two. You don't have to go full-blown monk style, but, you know, just cut back a little bit. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Tim in North Carolina wants to weigh in on President Trump. Hey, Tim, what you got for us?
Yes, sir. Great talking to you again. I need to send you some Steve's Ferry shrimp.
Oh, some what kind of shrimp?
Shrimp. This is the shrimp capital of North Carolina.
Oh, wow. All right. Hey, I'm all over that.
All right. Hey, I really think President Trump needs to tell the world he's had enough of New York, and he is going to pay to move everyone, all of his employees, out of Trump Towers and build Trump Towers someplace else.
So you're saying evacuate New York City.
Yep, take all his employees with him.
Yeah, I like this idea. And Tim, honestly, any businessman in the city needs to get out of there, because if they're going to do to what they did to Trump, they could do it to any other business person in the city. And there are already a lot of business leaders are very concerned about this. And I say just pack it up and head on out.
Yep, and pay for all the employees to go too, so that there's no... He's not leaving them behind. He is supporting them, and he's moving them.
I like that idea. All right, Tim, good thought there, and we'll see what happens. But I've often wondered why Trump hasn't already done that, just packed up and moved everybody out of there. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, I have to tell you about our friends at Balance of Nature. I do not take a particular supplement just because I get a discount, because anything as important as nutrition, you got to research it. And if you go to balanceofnature.com and scroll down their homepage, you're going to see everything that goes into every bottle of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. And you'll see, like I did, it is absolutely well worth it. And you're going to want to take advantage of their risk-free money-back challenge today. Use my special promo code to get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets and free shipping. Call 1-800-246-8751, or you can order online, balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code Todd. That's 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code Todd. A lot of you want to weigh in on this crazy story. Let's go to Michael, North Carolina, the talk station. All right, Michael, so the word is that dieting is somehow racist. What say you?
I think that's a little reaching, don't you think? Everybody's so sensitive nowadays. I do not agree with that at all. I've seen fat people in all colors. So that's, I think they're reaching on that.
Yeah, I'm with you. And again, I'm not quite sure what's offensive about wanting to look nice, wanting to look pleasant, and not having to wear a size, 62 pants.
Exactly. And we all know that overweightness is not healthy. So
this is true.
I think it's ridiculous. People have too much time on their hands if they start reading and thinking into stuff like that.
I tell you, got to watch the diabetes, as we call it down here in Dixie.
That's right. I want to speak about Donald Trump, too. I'm an African-American male, right? And I'm 60 years old. I've been a Democrat my whole life until Biden got in office. Now I claim myself as an independent. I'm just going to vote for the best candidate, regardless whether they're Democrat or Republican. And being African-American, a male, I can sympathize with what Donald Trump's going through, because I know also well how the DOJ can be weaponized. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So I think everything that they're doing to Trump, they're just pushing everybody towards Trump. I just wanted to hear something from him speaking on the black agenda, anything, you know what I'm saying? That, because I'm going to vote for him regardless, because nobody's worse than President Biden is, and for he insults our intelligence by telling us all these lies about how good, well, the economy is doing, and now he's trying to visit all these cities to do damage control when it's a little too late.
So just to be clear, Michael, you were once a Democrat, but you have seen the light, and you are now voting for Donald Trump.
Yes.
Well, we celebrate political conversions, Michael. Hallelujah!
Well, Donald Trump does have the American people's best interest in mind. And
yes,
and
he
Biden
does.
Biden has shown all too greatly how he does not care, how he insults our intelligence with the lies he tells. And, oh, my God, I'm so tired and sick of it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Michael, we're excited that you have seen the light, and we appreciate you calling into the program. Great call. You give us a holler back one of these days. Wow, this is like, what, two in the past week or so callers that have seen the light and have now converted politically. Well done. There is a crazy story, by the way, out of California. This involves Los Angeles County, a Christian lifeguard who is now suing the L.A. County Fire Department for religious discrimination. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are honored to have Paul Jonah, an attorney at the Thomas More Society. Paul, good to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me. Great to be with you, Todd.
So let's talk about this. What happened here with this lifeguard?
So Captain Jeffrey Little has been working for the L.A. County Fire Department as a lifeguard for 22 years. He rose through the ranks to become captain. Exemplary work performance, excellent reputation. But then he found out a little over a year ago, that there's a new resolution that passed by Los Angeles County that would require all county-operated facilities to fly the Progress Pride flag during the month of June. And he would be responsible as the captain for raising and lowering and handling the flag. And he had a very simple request. He said, as a devout Christian, I don't want to be personally raising that flag. If you guys could have someone else do it or relocate me to a different facility, that would be appreciated for the month of June. They initially gave him an accommodation. Then I guess people found out, and a couple of days later, they basically put in his new location these flags. He asked to have them lowered because he got the accommodation. As a result of all that, they started a discipline process against him. They revoked his accommodation, and they basically he received death threats and all kinds of harassment and discrimination just because he dared to ask something that the law clearly allows him to ask, which is, accommodate me, have someone else raise the flag. I'm not telling you not to have him there, but I don't want to be personally involved with raising this flag. So that's why he was forced to file this case in federal court to vindicate his constitutional rights.
This is insane. And again, to your point, he wasn't saying I can't be around this pride flag. I'm just not going to raise this flag.
Exactly. And they want him to personally raise it. But fortunately, the law doesn't require him to do that. And when you're working for the government, which he is, this is the County of Los Angeles, and even for a private employer, if you have a sincere religious objection, they need to accommodate you, unless it poses an extreme burden, essentially, on the employer. And in this case, having someone else raise the flag instead of him poses no burden at all. So clearly the law will protect Captain Little. But the fact of the matter is, the County of Los Angeles, just like the state of California, oftentimes does not follow the law until a court forces them to. So that's why these cases are necessary.
So this lawsuit has been filed. Has there been any response so far from L.A. County?
We had another accommodation meeting yesterday. We expect to hear whether they'll grant him another accommodation probably sometime this week, because June is fast approaching. So there's been no formal response to the lawsuit, but there are still ongoing efforts to sort of determine if accommodation can be reached. But that's where it's at right now. But, you know, Captain Little is motivated to protect his rights, but also there's countless other people in Los Angeles and throughout the nation that are probably in similar situations. And he wants a strong ruling that will protect people from having to bow down to this kind of petty tyranny from the government.
And is it true that his supervisors told him your religious beliefs do not matter?
Yeah, multiple times. They said, you need to stop what you're doing. You're an L.A. County employee. That's the only thing that matters. Your religious beliefs do not matter. And he said that multiple times and kind of physically intimidated him. And it was very clear and very egregious religious discrimination here.
This is just repulsive. And again, it goes back to something I for some reason, I always remember this comment from Barack Obama after the Supreme Court redefined what God had originally defined. And Obama said, why is it bothering you? This isn't going to impact you at all. You know, let people get married, live their own lives, do their own thing. It doesn't hurt you at all. Well, clearly that's not the case, because you've got a client who is literally being told, you have to raise this pride flag.
Absolutely. That they want, it's not about tolerance. It's not about any of those things. It's about forcing the Christians. And we're seeing that over and over again. They want to force compliance. They want to force them to support views they find objectionable. And it's clearly illegal, clearly unconstitutional. And we're quite confident that we'll get a victory in this case ultimately.
Wow. All right. Well, look, we certainly appreciate the great work that you guys are doing there at Thomas More. We want to stay on top of this case, and we're hoping for the very best for Captain Little.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks
Absolutely.
A lot. Thanks, Paul. Paul Jonah, who is special counsel with Thomas More Society. This is insane. And again, Captain Jeffrey Little, longtime member of the Los Angeles County Fire Department, working one of the lifeguard stands out there. And now he's facing what could be the end of his career simply because he refuses to raise the Progress Pride flag. I think that's the one. That's not the regular Pride flag. This is the one with all the transgender crap on it. So there you go. All right, 901-260-5926. Does the captain have a case here? Do you think that he should have raised the flag, or do you think he should have stood his ground? 901-260-5926. Let's go to the phone lines here. Gary in Daytona Beach, Florida. Hi, Gary. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon. I've noticed the change in the last 5 days. When they do send out Harris and Biden at the same time, mostly to African-American communities, and the tone of the speeches now, there is no doubt that that people like Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, may possibly even Eric Holder, people of that still have a lot of influence with this administration, chip in on these speeches, because it's not people like Jake Sullivan. I mean, at Girard University, I mean, he actually went to that one part of the speech where he said, I want all of you people to think out there, if it was mostly African-Americans but were the insurrectionists on January 6th, and what Trump would have done to you people. So that type of tenor and tone, that Biden doesn't think that up on him by himself, or Jill, that comes from different sources.
Somebody's trying. Yeah, I mean, there's some nasty race baiting going on, Gary. And what was it? Biden said yesterday, speaking to a predominantly black audience, and said, you know, I stood alongside a black man on Memorial Day. Nobody applauded. I think even the most hardened black Democrats realize when they're being pandered to. And that's what this is now.
I appreciate it a lot. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate the call. And thanks for listening to us there in Daytona Beach, Florida. Let's go to Mac in Georgia on WDUN. Hi, Mac. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to explain to you why that the dieting is racist.
Oh, boy. I'm all ears.
Okay. In Africa, the African diet makes you thin and strong. Now, the racists brought their black ancestors over here, and now they eat the American diet, which makes you fat and weak. So they have to diet to get back to what they had in Africa. Simple explanation. Racist.
Well, here's the thing. If I'm over in Kenya or wherever back in the day, I'm going to be thin, even if I'm a... Well, I am a white guy, but say I'm a white guy living in Kenya, I'm going to be physically fit because I'm going to be able to outrun the cheetahs and the leopards and all those other kind of critters out there. You don't want to be the slowest guy in that pack.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be somebody's supper.
Yep.
All right. Yep. Well, Mac, thank you for that analysis. Let's go to Bill in North Carolina, WSJS, our great station there. Hi, Bill. What say you?
Well, good afternoon, Todd. First point is, in your honor, I'm sure you weren't able to get to go to the barbecue center in Lexington for that great banana split, but I went to have one in your honor, so there you go.
You're a good man, Bill.
Secondly, back in the day, there used to be a saying when something was, like people got sick or ill or whatever, oh, it's in the water. Well, all this craziness going on in New York right now is in the coffee. And the reason I say that is because there's a brand of coffee out of New York that's called Chock Full of Nuts.
That's very well played, Bill. Very well played.
That's all I got today, Todd.
All right. Good stuff, Bill. You get an A+. I love that. Chock Full of Nuts. Brilliant. 901-260-5926. Let's go real quick. We can squeeze in another call here. Ted, listening to us on WTJS in West Tennessee, wants to weigh in on this this fire department story. Hi, Ted. What say you?
Oh, I am having a ball with this. I think what that captain ought to do, the first day on the job in June, raise the Christian flag, and then walk over and give him his retirement papers and get out of there and come to dinner.
Oh, Ted, I like that idea. So you say raise the Christian flag and turn in your retirement papers.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Ted, I am sorry. We have a super bad phone connection there, but I love that idea, Ted. Appreciate you calling in, and thank you for listening. We've got to take a quick break here as well. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax 2, watch the Todd Stern Show. You can do that on Facebook and YouTube. And by the way, President Trump, he watches Newsmax all the time. Newsmax is now on all the major cable networks. Newsmax 2, the streaming channel, is huge on OTT platforms like Roku, Samsung, and Amazon. But you really got to get Newsmax Plus. You're going to be able to watch all of the Newsmax shows, Rob Schmidt, Greta, Greg Kelly, Chris Salcedo, and you're going to get great analysis as well. Newsmax Plus covers all the major Trump rallies, even the ones Fox News will not cover, which is why you need to start your free trial today. Again, NewsmaxPlus.com to register, then download the app and start watching right now. We'll be right back. I just got a message from a good buddy of mine. His name is Tom Gresham, and he hosts Gun Talk Radio, one of the best gun talk shows in America. And we carry his show on KWAM, the radio station I own in Memphis, and sent me a little note of congratulations. I was waiting to share this information with you until it became official. But it has now become official, and very exciting news to share with you about the radio station I own, which is KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee. 77 years old, by the way. The radio station has been around for a very long time. And KWAM was just named by the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame as the station of the year. And this is a huge honor, and we're so excited. There's going to be a big gala in the Nashville area coming up in, I believe, next month, and we're going to be receiving the award and the accolades, and we're just so excited for that. What's fascinating about KWAM is that today it is a conservative talk radio station, news talk radio, but when it was founded, it became really the hub for country, western, and R&B music here in the Mid-South. And it played a very instrumental role in a number of artists that became famous. One of the early employees of the radio station was a guy by the name of Johnny Cash, and also B.B. King, Howlin' Wolf, Albert King, Scotty Moore, so many others. But we actually have some of the original recordings of Johnny Cash's old show on KWAM. And, of course, in the 1950s, it played a very important role in the launch of Elvis Presley. Elvis performed for the very first time as a 15-year-old on KWAM. And it's a great storied history, and it's nice to see those call letters and a lot of the books and the writings. There's also a brand new a documentary on HBO about the founding of Stax Records. And it turns out that KWAM was incredibly instrumental in the founding of Stax. The guy who founded Stax Records, Jim Stewart, was actually a member of the KWAM Radio House Band. That band, by the way, also went by the name the Sneerly Ranch Boys. And, of course, Jim went on to found Satellite Records, and his sister joined together and created the recording company then known and forever known as Stax Records. But all sorts of great history here, and so many stars have gone through KWAM. Eric Clapton, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jimi Hendrix, just to name a few. So all that to say, congratulations to the great staff at KWAM for the huge honor. Now members of the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame. Not too shabby. All right, hang tight, everybody. Hour three of the big show coming up. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us today. A lot going on. And by the way, tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, you can watch the Todd Starnes Show on Newsmax. Don Trump Jr. is going to be our special guest. That's coming up tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, as we continue to wait for the jury. Now, earlier today, the Trump jury handed Judge Merchan a third note asking for clarification on jury instructions. And so far, Judge Merchan, who is a Biden donor, has refused to allow the jury written instructions, which is very unusual. And it's looking more and more like this is going to be a rigged trial. But we are still hoping for a miracle, and we will see how all of this plays out. But the jury sounds just as confused as everyone else. What crime has the president allegedly committed? And nobody seems to know the answer to that. Well, I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we are honored to have Laura Trump joining us, the co-chair of the RNC, also has an awesome podcast called The Right View. Laura, good to have you with us today.
Hey, Todd. Great to be with you.
Well, I want to get your reaction to what's happening in New York City, and there's a lot of anger around this nation, Laura, about how this judge has been treating President Trump.
Yeah, you think, and you say it's likely a rigged trial. Definitely a rigged trial. I don't think there's any question about that. You have to ask yourself, why is it, Todd, that this case was never brought to prosecution by the FEC? They looked at this years ago and they said, no, we're not going to prosecute this. There's nothing here. Why Cy Vance, the previous district attorney of Manhattan, Alvin Bragg's predecessor, said, I'm not going to prosecute this case. There's nothing here. Why Alvin Bragg himself didn't want to prosecute this case and refused to up until when Donald Trump decided to run for president and when he started making waves and started gaining in the polls. That's when he said, whoa, wait a minute, we're going to have to go ahead and prosecute this case. Now is the time. So you have to look first and foremost at the timing of everything on this. And then the judge is another ball of wax. This judge miraculously, and it really defies every statistical probability out there, has managed to get every anti-Trump case there is. He got Alan Weisselberg, the former CFO of the Trump Organization, Steve Bannon, and now Donald Trump. And at every possible turn, he has tried to weigh the scales for the prosecution in this case. He wouldn't allow the defense to call the one witness that they wanted who would negate this whole thing and show what a total sham and waste of time this entire trial has been. Every time I sat in that courtroom many times, Todd, every single time, seems like the defense would object. He would overrule it every time. Seems like the prosecution would object. He would sustain it. You look at the fact, as you said, that he is a Biden donor, that his wife worked for Letitia James. His daughter makes money for the Democrats off of this case and likely stands to make more money if there is a guilty verdict. He put an unconstitutional gag order on Donald Trump. He has tried at every possible turn to make this case an open and shut case and find Donald Trump guilty. And he's now gone so far as to, when he finally turned this over to the jury, to say, you know what? We're going to go outside of the norms on this one. You don't have to be unanimous in your decision. You guys just kind of pick and choose what you want. And then you can come back to me and we'll work it out and we'll figure it out, the guilty verdict together. It is wild. It is un-American. And yeah, people are upset about it because I think they look at this and they say, wow, if they can get away with doing something like this to Donald Trump, a former and likely future president of the United States with all of his resources, then what does that mean for the rest of us? It is a very scary time in America right now.
It is a scary time. And the good news here, at least according to some brand new polling data out earlier today from NPR, this is the NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll. It looks as though most Americans, this is not going to impact their votes one way or the other. An overwhelming number of Americans. And Laura, I think the people are seeing through this and they understand what's going on. They understand this is a sham trial. And when it takes the prosecution 4 hours to make a closing argument, that tells me even the prosecutors aren't buying what they're selling.
Well, yeah, I sat through every second of those closing arguments and it took Todd Blanche, the defense attorney for my father-in-law, a little over 2 hours for his closing arguments. And I actually think the prosecution's was closer to 6 hours. It was awful to hear. And it was a lot of the same information over and over again. A lot of confusion whenever, the prosecution was presenting their summation. And I assume a lot of that was to confuse the jury. A lot of it was to muddy the waters. And that is probably where this jury stands right now. And you have to feel for these people. You know, one thing I can tell you, having lived in New York for nearly 16 years, is New Yorkers don't like to get taken. They don't like to feel like they got played. And I think what may be going on potentially for some of these jurors is maybe they've realized at this point, you know what, this was never about justice or, you know, prosecuting an actual crime or doing anything to protect the citizens of New York City. This is about politics, and we are being used as pawns in a political game. And I have to imagine New Yorkers are not going to take very kindly to something like that. Again, all of this just boils down to election interference. And that, at the end of the day, is what it's about. They've wanted to tarnish Donald Trump's name just a little bit more in the eyes of the American voter. Heck, if they can throw him in jail while they're at it, great news for the Democrats. But it hasn't been working to the polls you just talked about. Everything they've tried to do to this man seems to have an inverse effect, and it boomerangs and it comes back, and it actually only ultimately helps Donald Trump. And I think this case will be just the same.
So over the weekend, you were one of the keynote speakers at the Republican State Convention in North Carolina in Greensboro. I was there speaking on Sunday morning, so we sort of missed each other. But there was so much enthusiasm, Laura. There was a huge crowd, even though it was Memorial Day weekend. And there was a lot of enthusiasm there in at that state convention. And I'm wondering if you're seeing that across the nation.
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, as you point out, in North Carolina, in my home state, for that state convention this past weekend and the weekend prior, I was actually out in California for their state convention. And I got to tell you something. The people of California are ready to vote red. They are ready to vote for Donald Trump. They are tired of what's been happening in their state. They're embarrassed by it. They are ready to get out, and they're mobilized. And it is something you see everywhere you travel in America. And I think it's because really where we are in this country is palpable right now. The necessity for a change and the necessity to bring back Donald Trump, everyone can feel, because it doesn't matter who you are or where you live in this country. Everyone has been negatively impacted by Joe Biden, the Democrats, and their horrific policies. They have done nothing good for America. It's exactly why they are losing in major, major key demographics across this country in with voting blocks that the Democrats haven't even had to work for ever. They are now out. You saw Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, I think just yesterday, out trying to win back black voters, because Donald Trump right now is pulling at 23% with black voters, Hispanic voters. Donald Trump is polling at 46% with Hispanic voters, and voters 18 to 24 year old voters, the young vote, we're winning as well. It is a huge problem out there. So yes, it doesn't matter where you are in America, and it doesn't matter what you do for a living. Everyone knows that their life was better and things were moving in the right direction with Donald Trump in office, and man, are they ready to bring those days back.
Well, I'm excited. Look, there is a lot of excitement out there. I've been speaking at a lot of Republican events, and I will tell you, the rank and file are ready to go, and they are ready to get President Trump back into that White House. I'm curious, Laura, how's the new job going? And specifically, I'm curious to know what kind of condition did you find the RNC in, and where are you guys at right now?
You want me to spill all the beans, give you all the dirt here?
Pretty much, yeah.
Today on the show, yeah. Well, I'm sitting in my office in D.C. right now as we speak. Listen, I think that sometimes you need a new approach. If the things that you've been doing haven't been working, and clearly we look at the election in 2020 and you look at the midterms in 2022, and there did need to be a bit of a change afoot, no doubt about it. So when Michael Whatley, the chairman, and I came in, we said, you know what, we're going to start with the staff. And we did a lot of staffing changes. Initially, we brought in our people, and we did something, Todd, that I think is a necessity at this point, which I can speak to having never happened in the previous two presidential campaigns, which is that we fully merged the RNC and the Trump campaign. There is no daylight between those two entities right now. And the beauty of that is that we don't have multiple people doing the same job, a couple over at the RNC, a couple at the Trump campaign. We now have one, maybe two people doing those jobs as needed. We are laser focused on the task at hand. Of course, reelecting Donald Trump as the 47th president and making sure that we expand our lead in the House and take back the Senate. We also, you may have noticed, have had epic fundraising. We outraised the Democrats last month alone by $25 million. And the thing that I think we're most proud of with that number is that our donors are donating at increments of $29. That's the average donation. And it tells you that the people of this country are behind Donald Trump. The people of this country understand what's at stake, because even right now, in this abysmal Biden economy, People are speaking loudly. They're speaking with their money and their pockets and their wallets, and they are coming out to support Donald Trump in a very, very profound way. We appreciate it very much. If anyone wants to donate, by the way, DonaldJTrump.com is the place to go. But we have seen a lot change, and I think people are going to notice that as we head into this election season. It's not a day anymore. It's a season, Todd. We're doing things like legal ballot harvesting. We are going to try to encourage our voters to get out and vote early, get your vote banked. You don't know what happens in life. We need you to get out and vote as early as you can, and then we need you working to get people to those polling locations from that moment all the way up to election day. That's how we're going to win. We need to make it too big to rig. So Michael Whatley and I have been working hard at it, and I hope people are happy with what they've seen thus far. I think they're going to be even happier come the evening of November 5th.
Yeah, look, you're doing a great job, and I think people are thrilled, and it's been exciting to see new energy and enthusiasm and, more importantly, direction and focus. And you and Michael have done that, and so we're just excited for the future. Laura, we've got to leave it there. We're late for a break, but we'd love to get you back on soon. Congratulations in the new role, and there are a lot of people in this country that are standing alongside you guys.
Well, we appreciate it very much, and as always, Todd, appreciate you. Thank you so much.
All right, Laura Trump, everybody, co-chair of the RNC, also host of the Right View podcast. Great podcast. Got to go check that out. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, going right to the phones, 901-260-5926. Have you seen the improvements in what's been happening with the RNC now that Laura is in place and that the two have basically merged into one with the Trump campaign? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. By the way, if you missed that awesome interview with Laura Trump, you'll be able to go back and listen on our free podcast. And man, the numbers of people that are listening to the podcast just off the charts, and thank you very much for that. By the way, free of charge. We do not charge a penny. All you have to do is go to our website. You can download the podcast, whatever platform you utilize to listen to your podcast, you're going to be able to get it. So, again, toddstearns.com. You can go back and listen to that interview with Laura Trump. All right, let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. Our good friend Carlotta from Rhode Island on the line. Hi, Carlotta. What's going on?
Well, hi. How are you? I just want to say three things. I am so proud of your success, and I pray that your health, you know, you're working so hard. It's not taking, you know, too big a strain on your health. So I'm just so happy for you and your successes.
Thank you.
But what I really want to say, two things. From now on, if President Trump is convicted, the two words convicted felon, they'll always, you know, the Biden people will always refer to him, convicted felon Donald Trump. Well, I say there are two words that all you talk show hosts, everybody, should always use when referring to Joe Biden: national embarrassment, our president, Joe Biden. Those two words should precede every mention of his name. And the other thing I want to say is that for some reason, whenever the man on the street is questioned about him, all that people ever ask are about his age and inflation. I have never heard, whether it be Fox or people who are friendly to him, unfriendly, I have never heard any man on the street ask the question, do you think the Biden family is corrupt, including the big guy? They stay away from that topic for some reason, and it's time not to.
I'm with you, Carlotta, and I like that. I like that a whole lot. And you know, that's all the Democrats want here. That they know the case is flimsy. There is no case. They just want the words convicted felon. That's what they want. They want to be able to call President Trump a convicted felon. And
okay,
it sickens me.
Well, how about you start by calling Joe Biden our national embarrassment? Joe Biden.
I you know what? I'm good with that. National embarrassment, Joe Biden.
Yes.
I like
Maybe
it.
Maybe we could start a movement.
Carlotta, I love it. It's great. Hey, Carlotta, don't be a stranger. It's been a long time.
I know. Thank you. Okay.
All right.
But I am so proud of your success.
Well, you're so kind, Carlotta. Thank you for saying that. And we love Miss Carlotta. We love, you know, we have a lot of regular callers, and I love that about this program. It's kind of like we got a great big front porch, and we talk about that all the time on this show. But it really is true, where folks can come hang out, talk about some of the crazy issues of the day, get off to the market, go to lunch, and then come back and rejoin the conversation. So we love that a lot. All right, 901-260-5926. I want to play some audio. This is from Spokane, Washington, where somebody tried to set fire to a gay pride mural that's like painted on a roadway. Let's take a listen.
We need your help. And so let me apologize for anything the church has ever done that might contribute to the hate we are currently seeing.
Also, sadness.
These are my fellow citizens that live here. I know it was called vandalism, but it was hate.
It's how we show up for each other in our families, in our homes, in our communities, in our neighborhoods. We got to show people some love.
Oh my God.
Spokane city leaders are sounding the alarm about hate in the city after that Pride crosswalk in downtown was set on fire Thursday morning. Thank you for joining us here on Kremge News First at 4. I'm Whitney Ward. The day after a group of people set fire to that Pride crosswalk in downtown Spokane, dozens of city leaders came together to show their support for the LGBTQ community.
Oh, well, there we go. Thank you there, Whitney, for that fine report. But did you hear the guy crying? It's okay, dude, somebody took paint and they painted a crosswalk into the rainbow pride colors. And then they're saying somebody set fire. How do you set fire to asphalt? I don't know. But the guy was just really overcome with emotion. I'm so sorry. And what was the lady, the lady preacher? Whatever the church has done to you, we apologize. All right. Okay. There you go. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, no new developments out of Lower Manhattan, but we are keeping an eye on that. And you be sure to listen to this talk radio station wherever you are in America, and you will be among the first to hear any news. By the way, coming up 5 o'clock tonight on the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax, Don Trump Jr., our special guest. Well, I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're honored, always honored, to have our friends from the Wellness Company joining us. Dr. Ben Tapper is on the line. Dr. Tapper, hope you're doing well today.
Thank you, Todd. Doing great. How are you, sir?
Doing good. Doing good. By the way, folks, twc.health/Stearns is the website. That's twc.health/Stearns. Use the promo code Stearns, and you're going to save nearly $30 at checkout on your medical emergency kit. Now, Dr. Tapper, the last time we checked in, there was a lot of concern about the bird flu. So if you could just give us an update, where are we at on the bird flu, and are there still rising concerns in the medical community?
Right. Well, I call it the election virus. It's really, the timing of this and the talk of this is really suspicious, you know, and so it's one of those things where we need to be hyper diligent right now when it comes to these things, from a tyrannical standpoint, and also being proactive with our health. If the bird flu is a real thing, we need to be proactive, but not give in to the fear mongering campaigns being pushed during the election year, because that's what I believe this is all about. You know, we're hearing smoke of this, and you know, where there's smoke, there's usually fire. But again, is it to the caliber of what we're hearing about? And I think there's some, you know, they're trying to push the bird flu and almost be a Trojan horse to have more government control and really to get into our small farms, to infiltrate more regulations on our small farmers, but also to really have more control from either a pandemic tree standpoint or to interfere with our elections. Whether it's that or to get into our farms, either way, we need to be highly diligent in investigating this, looking into this, and being proactive with our health.
So I saw a report a couple of weeks, well, it's probably been longer than that, that there were efforts or at least talk about injecting vaccines into products that we would eat, you know, from the supermarket, like beef products, pork, things of that nature. Is there anything to that at all?
100% there is. If you look at the mRNA technology, first and foremost, this is new technology. We have never, ever seen this technology on the market ever before. And now people aren't even questioning this. This mRNA technology, I believe, is genome therapy. We're playing God with this type of technology. Going in there, now you're going to inject all our farm animals, and that's going to affect the genome, the genetic expression of these animals, and we're just going to consume that. I mean, we're playing God with this type of technology, and it's evil. And if you look at the history of injecting animals or trying to interfere with nature, it always has consequences. We should never, ever interfere with nature. I mean, nature doesn't need help. It just needs no interference. And that's what it's all about. And understanding God made these animals right. If we get them out of the industrial farming, usually these animals thrive in the way God made it. I mean, they were designed to be out in the pastures and free ranging, and they're healthier, they're happier when they do that. You don't have to have the worries of E. coli and these other bacterial borne illnesses coming about. But again, I mean, look at the 80% of the world's antibiotics are administered to our beef and poultry, and they want to try to vaccinate or medicate the solution, but that's not the solution. Getting them out in the environment that God created is always best, and stop interfering with nature.
Dr. Ben Tamper joining us today from the Wellness Company, and maybe you have a question, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. You know, Dr. Tamper, what's really been a concern for a lot of our listeners, and I get these messages a lot, these young athletes, these young people that are either dropping dead or suffering some sort of a heart issue, and many of these young people were forced to get the vaccines, were forced to get vaccinated so they could continue to play their sport. Is there any recourse here for these poor kids?
I mean, think about what you just said. You said forced. I mean, are we in Nazi Germany here? I mean, we use coercion and force these kids, these athletes, to get this vaccine, an experimental vaccine. I mean, think about the magnitude of that statement. We are in a free country. I mean, Benjamin Rush, a signer of our Declaration of Independence, stated that we must put medical freedom in the Constitution because the time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men. That time is now. I mean, think about this. We should have medical freedom when it comes to these choices, and you should never be in a situation, in a healthcare situation, and be forced to do something. That is called coercion, and that is illegal. So I hope that all these people that have experienced an adverse reaction sue and band together. But the problem is now, since they have it on the vaccine schedule, you have to sue the government due to the Vaccine Injury Compensation Act of 1986, and good luck with that. You can no longer sue Pfizer directly. And what other product in the world that ever causes an adverse reaction? They don't have liability. Now, since that Compensation Act of 86, you have to sue the government due to vaccine injuries, and that's the problem. We cannot sue them directly. So having justice to be served here, it's going to be very, very challenging and an uphill battle.
My concern would be, all right, what happens? You've already got people that have been injured by these vaccines. Now you've got another round of the experimental mRNA vaccines. I mean, this thing could get even worse than it has been.
It's going to get worse. Why? Because we have never seen mRNA technology be injected at this level, this magnitude. This is an experimental vaccine. I don't care what anybody says. We are learning as we go. Every booster that you get, every vaccine that you get is experimental. We are learning as we go. Think about this. We put out that vaccine in rapid operational warp speed. Okay, we put this vaccine on the market. There were zero studies to show that this vaccine was safe. There was zero long-term data to show any adverse reactions. That's why we're seeing turbo cancers, cardiovascular issues on the rise like never before. This is seriously problematic. We're seeing our healthiest of populations die suddenly. Look at all the athletes that have died suddenly or having cardiac issues. We are seeing it now more than ever before. This vaccine needs to be off the market, and now they want to push all vaccines to be mRNA. And it's absolutely terrifying once you really look at this technology and what the capabilities and the potentials of this vaccine can do. It might sound good on paper, but really we understand that Big Pharma has zero integrity. They don't care about our health. They only profit when we are sick, not when we are healthy. And what the seeds are to the farmer to bring a profit, these vaccines will bring profit to Big Pharma because it brings disease.
All right. Let's talk real quick about the medical emergency kit. And so many of our listeners have already purchased theirs. I have mine. I actually had to dip into mine, about 6 months or so ago, when we had a medicine shortage in the Memphis, Tennessee area where I live. What are people going to, so people are going to twc.health/darns and they're going to see this medical emergency kit. What's in this kit?
Well, first of all, what did we learn during COVID is that you cannot rely on these pharmacies to fulfill your prescriptions. People were trying to get ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, and these were life-saving medications. And people that had COVID symptoms or symptomatology of the flu or respiratory illness, they stayed out of the hospital, which was wise. And the second thing, they took ivermectin, and they recovered just fine. So the wellness company has pioneered a way for patients to get this medication right to your doorstep. You have that in the med kit. Okay, there's other things in there, but they're life-saving medications. They also have different kits out there. They have an emergency kit, they have a traveling kit, they have a contagion kit, but the med kit is one I recommend. You can get ivermectin in there. They have antibiotics and different life-saving medications. It gives you that peace of mind, knowing full well that you have life-saving medicines that you need at your fingertips if you need them. They shouldn't be taking daily. This is not a nutrient. This is life-saving medications. Okay, I don't endorse a daily use of antibiotics, but it's there, and it can be life-saving. Okay, some people will take antibiotics for acne. I don't recommend that, but this is a life-saving medication when it's a life situation, life or death situation. So you can get these right to your doorstep. Highly recommend it. And again, it gives you that peace of mind if and when we are ever plagued with another pandemic, you're going to have this kit at home, and you'll be out of the protocols that are pushed down from these top-down doctors like Fauci that we know full well that were causing harm to the people, and you can have this medication at your fingertips, at your doorstep, and have that peace of mind.
All right. It's great stuff, and Dr. Tamper, we're going to leave it there. And again, folks, go to the Wellness Company website, twc.health/starns. You'll see my mugshot up there, and you'll know you're on the right page, twc.health/starns. Use my promo code Starns and you're going to save nearly $30 at checkout on your medical emergency kit. Dr. Tamper, always good hearing from you and great information.
Thank you, Todd.
All right. And by the way, and he pointed out that whenever, and we certainly saw this during the China virus pandemic, is what was in short supply, amoxicillin and ivermectin. And people were really scrambling to find those two drugs. Well, guess what? You're going to find that medication in the Wellness Company medical emergency kit, and it's just good to have in the event that something happens. And not only are you going to get the amoxicillin and ivermectin, you got the Z-Pak and all sorts of other great information along with a medical emergency guidebook for you at twc.health/starns. I also have the Wellness Company's travel emergency kit and the first aid emergency kit. So we're good. And like I said, I actually had to dip into that about 6 months ago. There was some sort of a bad bug going through Memphis. There were not a lot of supplies at the pharmacy. And fortunately, I had the Wellness Company's emergency medical kit and it worked out great. All right. So again, twc.health/starns. Go check it out. Use my promo code, my last name, Starns, and you're going to save nearly $30 at checkout. Got to take a break. This is the Todd Starns Show. So I'm curious here, how much time do you put in at your job? Are you a 40-hour a week guy? Are you 50, 60 hours? 70, anybody? I think that may be me. Anyway, there's a new survey out. Young people, Generation Z, they're fed up with what they call the hustle culture, and they're choosing to protect their inner peace over having a job that actually pays the bills. Ellie Kate is 32 years old. used to work 12 hours a day in her online recruitment business, but then she decided to end all of it and become a barista. You know, Dylan, it seems to me, if you're going to do something like that, being a barista would be a much harder job because you have to deal with really irate people who haven't had their first cup of coffee in the morning.
That's true. 12 hours a day, though, that's a lot of hours.
Eh, not really.
Okay, Todd.
Not really.
You're a one percenter.
Yeah, that's, no, I think, really, is that true? You think I'm a one percenter?
I mean, 12 hours a day, every single day, that
well,
seems...
Monday through Friday.
You know.
I'm wondering what the average person works these days. I'd be curious to hear from people on that.
It's probably around 40. Mm-hmm.
901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So Ellie now starts her day at 4:30 in the morning and wraps things up at 2 p.m. You know, back when I was at Fox, I had to work the overnight shift. I was the overnight news anchor at Fox, and my day was, it started at 9 p.m. and ended at 6 a.m. And I kind of enjoyed that. Would go home. I would have dinner instead of breakfast. I would have dinner and watch Bonanza and then go to bed and start all over again. So anyway, Ellie had a big plan for her career. She was fully ready to embrace the whole culture until she realized she didn't enjoy life. And she says, yeah, girl, I'm 32 years old. I left my corporate job to go back to barista life. While I be kind to myself and figure things out. Ellie posted all of this on TikTok, and now more than a million people on TikTok have weighed in. And she said that it's important to have me time. Is this true? Are kids these days, really? I mean, I'd love to have that mental energy, too, but you know what? You got to pay the bills. That's what I'm curious about. All right, 901-260-5926. She said that she went over to Los Angeles, and then she did an overseas holiday as an adult, and she said that she needed the space and time to think and realize that she wanted a free and stable income. So she quit her job. She said working as a barista and having a set wage has been a relief. She might be earning less and there's less opportunity for a financial windfall, but she can rely on the money she does earn and not think about her bank account. Fascinating. She says, I feel heaps better. I like that the internal pressure is gone. I don't know about that. Let's go to Richard in Ocala, Florida. All right, Richard, are you buying any of this?
Well, I've done a little studying in history, and up to about 100 to 120 years ago, for 6,000 years recorded history, people worked 6, 12-hour days a week, and then they shortened the day to 10 hours a week. I mean, 10 hours a day. And then later to 8, but for most of recorded history, it was expected to work 6, 12-hour days a week.
So what do you make of today's kids that are not even wanting to do that?
I think they're a bunch of lazy fellas, and when the money runs out, they're going to be begging for a job.
Yeah, I'm with you. I just don't see this ending well for Generation Z. Here's my concern, Richard. You know, they're going to have to be taking care of people like you and me and the old folks home when we get there.
I'm not looking forward to that.
No, I'm not either, Richard. I'm not either. All right, appreciate that call. Let's go to Murph in Germantown. All right, history professor.
Dr. Starnes, how are we doing? When I was at G-Town High School and Southwind High School, you had... Class started at 7, so I was there at least by 6:15, 6:30. And with after-school activities, I might get away by 3:30 or 4. And then I'd go straight from there to umpire a high school baseball game or referee a high school basketball game. And then you've got Friday night activities and after-school activities to play, the musical. So...
And then you take tickets on Friday nights or a couple of nights a week at the basketball game. 10, 12 hours a day, 180 days out of the year.
Yeah.
And then summertime comes along, and then you really have to hustle.
Murph, I knew a school teacher who, he was a coach and football coach, one of the assistants, and he had a house painting business during the summertime. That's what they did. They went out and painted houses all during the summer months. So,
laid concrete, laid asphalt, built sidewalks, chopped weeds, cut grass.
There you go. And I think,
it.
Honestly, this new generation needs to get off their asphalt, if you know what I mean, and get a job. All right. We got to scoot out of here, folks. It's been a lot of fun today. Murph, thank you for that. Computer's going to cut us off. Hey, 5 o'clock Eastern, Don Jr., coming up on Newsmax, the Todd Stern Show. Be good, America.